Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 63 of Q&A Selling Online. This is not the very first time that I'm recording this episode. Matter of fact, I recorded it 10-15 minutes ago for the first time. The only thing that happened was my microphone was not plugged. So 10 minutes into the podcast, I realized that the screen was completely flatline, and I knew then there was something wrong. So yeah, I don't know. Moving something around, I must have unplugged the USB cable right behind the microphone. And yeah, no sound. So yeah, I'll just have to do it again. And this was probably my most exciting time ever. I was so stoked. I'll say it again. You know, when you have a new order, or any kind of order actually, that's going into a Amazon Fulfillment Center, they send you a notification when your order arrives at the warehouse. Then they'll send you another one when the order has been completely received. So I have this C-can that I've been waiting for. It actually only shipped in November from Shenzhen. And I knew I would not get it before the end of the year. So I knew my fourth quarter was completely gone, right? So I had my hopes. I didn't have my hopes up because there was no way in hell that I could get that C-can on time. Even if it did arrive sometime in December, I figured Amazon will take 3 or 4 weeks just to receive those items, because there must be, you know, lineups up their warehouse must be huge. So what happened was, the product arrived at Amazon's warehouse. They did not send me the default email that says your product has arrived and we're going to start unloading it. So I had no clue it was there. And what I do when I have a new product coming in, I set my price really high. So this is, let's say, brand new item. So I never sold it before. I set the price really high. When they lose, and they always will lose a few, now they have to pay me the higher price. Although they don't, because, you know, this is, they do the average of the price of when they landed plus the last few so many sales and stuff like that. They do an average. But anyway, I do it that way. So because I didn't know the product had arrived, I left it at that price. There was no sale price yet. The product had zero reviews, and PPC is, of course, turned off. So this morning I woke up and I had the email from Amazon saying your shipment has been received in full. I'm like, this gotta be, there's something wrong. So I opened up Seller Central, Amazon Seller app on my phone. And there was, the second I opened it, there was 5 sales of this new product. 5 sales, completely organic, at over twice the price of my the highest competitor. I am at twice the price the highest competitor. I don't have PPC turned on, and it has absolutely zero reviews. This, it blew my mind. So right now, I turn on PPC, and another thing that kind of caught me off guard was that I typed my main keyword into Amazon, and I show up on page 6. So of course, I did my due diligence, and I tried to get a product that doesn't have too much competition, but everything has competition, right? But to the point that my main keyword shows up on day 1 on page 6, I believe that by the end of the week, I'll be on the top 2 pages for most of my keywords at this rate. And I just turned on my discovery campaign. This is the campaign that I turn on, just like Brian Johnson teaches. The discovery campaign is the one that's going to allow us to find what keywords to use during your manual PPC campaign. So this is the automatic one that I run, just to find all that data. So exciting. I could never believe, if anybody told me that I would have my C-can arrive during fourth quarter and even made it before Christmas 2017. I would never believe, but here it is. So that's my kind of like my Christmas miracle. That's what I should name this. I should put that title for this episode. My Amazon Christmas miracle. Anyway, I'm not going to name it that, but probably would be cool. Anyway, that's all for today. I'm going to keep on refreshing my app. I'm going to see what else I can do to optimize this. I believe I have everything optimized even before it arrived, but I'm still going to double check everything and just going to stay here. Super stoked, super excited, and I hope all you guys have lots of success for now and in the future. So thank you very much for listening, guys, and ladies and kids. All right. Okay. Thank you.